Hello and thank you for listening to episode 143 of 60 Minutes With. I'm Dave and this is another of our Soundcheck 'Em Out shows, the shows where I feature the music from three different bands in the hope that you, your friends, or the person sat next to you thinks, well, that sounds good, I'm going to buy that. Because that is the mantra of these shows. It is, you know, if you like the music, please, please support these artists by buying the music. So, on to this show. I have featured the music from Frontiers Music quite a few times. It is the record label, and I've said it before, I swear it was made for me. Every time they release an album, they put a video up on YouTube. It's like, holy shit, that's a good song again. So the first two bands in this show are from Frontiers Music. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Frontiers Music, just go to YouTube, have a look at the videos that are on there. Listen to the past Soundcheck 'Em Out shows. There is one that was completely full of Frontiers Music bands. And some of the other shows have been peppered with some of their bands too. And I'm going to start off with a band called Westbound. Not heard of them before. No shame in that. At my age, I have said before that I did drop out of listening to music probably from 1990 until 2 or 3 years ago, I'm ashamed to say. But thankfully, discovering so much great music. Again, those words of Gene Simmons that should haunt him, of rock is dead. No way it's rock dead. There's some fantastic rock music out there. And no better than Westbound, the band. I listened to this song, it's called Never Surrender. And I put it on and I thought this could have been straight off the Whitesnake 1987 album. Now, admittedly, the 1987 album isn't my favourite Whitesnake. I'm always pre-87, when they were rhythm and blues, before they were bleach blonde and cock rock. But 87, it's a decent enough album. I do like it. And this song, this could have been one of those songs that was recorded for the 87 session. Especially during the verse. When it gets to the chorus, I was getting shades of Dokken from it. Now, for me, if you mix Whitesnake and Dokken, it's no lose situation. You're sure of a good song, and this is a great song. So let me tell you a little bit about Westbound. Westbound are a hard-hitting new rock band formed in the LA area by vocalist Chaz West from Resurrection Kings, Bonham, Lynch Mob, etc. Lynch Mob, great band. And renowned guitarist slash producer Roy Z, or Zed, as we will say in the UK, from Bruce Dickinson, Halford, Tribe of Gypsies, with a lineup completed by Jimmy Burkhard on guitar, Jason Cornwell on bass, and Dave Chili Marino on drums. Additionally, Stephen LeBlanc provides keyboards, and Brian Tishy, I'm going to say, me and name pronunciations are never good bedfellows, ex-Whitesnake Ozzy Osbourne, Foreigner, co-wrote and played drums on two songs for the album. Westbound offer up their take on the classic hard rock sound with soulful vocals, a touch of the blues, and killer melodies, all stuff that I absolutely love in a song. On where the inspiration of the band's sound came from, Chaz West says, "My influences come from 70s and 80s classic hard rock." Oh, me too. "Back when music was, in my opinion, real and passionate, from the heart and soul. Bands like Led Zeppelin, Whitesnake," there we go, "Deep Purple, Foreigner, Aerosmith, Van Halen, etc. were what we grew up on, and we just went back to our youth when writing the songs for the album. If you remember the great bluesy hard rock explosion from the late 80s and early 90s, yes I do, with bands like Tesla, Cinderella, Badlands, Tora Tora and Salty Dog, all good music there, and also enjoy the modern throwback hard rock like Rival Sons, Massive Wagons, Inglorious and the like, even more good music there, then you are going to find Westbound right up your alley." And yes, they're right up my alley. On the first single and video, Chaz explains, "The song Never Surrender is one that Roy Z and I came up with in the studio. It's about going through struggles in your life and never giving up on your dream despite them. People can relate to it in their own lives. It's a theme we all know as human beings. Sometimes the tough times can help you define your true character." Westbound's debut album, Volume 1, will be released on February the 22nd, 2019, on Frontiers Music, and I, for one, will be buying it. The band is currently in the midst of planning tours to support the album's release. Expect more news on that in the new year. I have my fingers crossed that they play close to us in North Wales. Fingers and toes crossed that they play our beloved Tivoli, because that would be absolutely incredible. So with that, again, turn it up. Turn it up loud. Let everybody hear this, because this is Westbound and Never Surrender. Was Westbound and Never Surrender, and on to the second band from Frontiers Music, which is Nordic Union. Nordic Union is the successful collaboration between singer Ronnie Atkins of the legendary Danish hard rock institution Pretty Maids and the up-and-coming Swedish songwriter and producer Erik Martinsson of Eclipse and Wet fame. And Wet, of course, is a band that's been featured on a previous Sound Check 'Em Out show. And were absolutely amazing. What a great album. I highly recommend that Wet album. The partnership between the two Scandinavians came about sometime in 2015 when Atkins was sent a bunch of demos put together for him by Martinsson. The enthusiastic reaction from Atkins sparked a brand new musical alliance that culminated in Nordic Union's self-titled debut album, which was released in January 2016. Musically, the duo presented a hybrid of the more melodic aspects of Pretty Maid sound, mixed with elements of Eclipse, Talisman, and Wet, while still possessing their own identity. Following requests from fans for a follow-up to their debut, the two musicians decided to give Nordic Union another shot, so after a few months' production, Second Coming was released in November 2018. Every aspect of the album screams quality, the songwriting is of the highest standards, the musicianship faultless, and the production top-notch, crisp and clear as a bell. Ronnie Atkins continues to improve with time, as he deftly demonstrates throughout the album that he knows how to use his voice effectively at any given point in a song. Heavy riffs, soaring vocals, thumping beats, and a grand ballad, this album has it all and flows perfectly with songs that are memorable, rocking, and of course, melodic. And that's a big thing for me. I do like a bit of melody in my rock music. Prepared to delight your ears with a great new album from the sensational Nordic musical alliance known as Nordic Union. So pin back your ears, folks, because here's Nordic Union and Because of Us.
Stop believing, but the flame of life is gone.
That was Nordic Union and Because of Us. And I'm going to finish off the show with a band called Freak Kitchen and a song called Morons. And this is, yes, admittedly, it's a little bit cheesy, it's a little bit repetitive, but goddamn, it is such an earworm that it just sticks in your head. And it will do, I'm warning you now, and that's why I'm putting it on last as well, because it's the last thing you're going to hear from this episode, and it will be stuck in your head. Their new album, Confusion to the Enemy, was released on September the 21st, and the first taster of the album is this single, Morons. They're formed in Gothenburg in 1992 by guitarist, and here we go, the part of the programme called Dave Tries to Pronounce Names, especially foreign names. Apologies to all involved, because I just do murder names. By guitarist Matthias La Eklund. Frederick from Sweden, I'm sure that you're listening and may well correct me in how you pronounce that. Freak Kitchen soon began to earn a reputation for their corny, heavy, pop rock, Latin, world, jazz, avant-garde, metal, blues, straight from hell. I think that just about sums them up, really. And Eklund in particular was in high demand, with his guitar playing featuring on albums by Soilwork, Evergrey, Bumblefoot, Jonas Hellborg, many more. That's my way of pronouncing more names, by the way, me just saying many more. Since then, the band have continued in their singular vision, making a series of acclaimed albums that reflect their unbridled love of music of all kinds, citing influences from Slayer to Dean Martin, that's a bit of a scope. Kiss, there we go. Now you know why I've included them. They like Kiss. Frank Zappa, Indian music. A Freak Kitchen album is always a wide-reaching, experimental, progressive metal smorgasbord. And if this song is anything to go by, oh yes, it is. I love this song. I love every song that I played on this show. This is why I put them together. It's been a while since the last Sound Check 'Em Out show, apologies. And I did say in an earlier show that I was like up to my ears in all the great new music that was very kindly being sent to us. Well, you can imagine now, it's gone way past my ears. I'm inhaling great music whenever I breathe in. There is so much of it. So I shall do my damnedest to catch up with it and put it into your ears too. Again, if you want to keep up with some great music, please, please, please go to our website, which is 60minuteswith.co.uk. The news section there very often has lots of news to do with new bands, new music, gives a link to the video. You can watch them, you can have a listen. So that sort of complements these Sound Check 'Em Out shows, that you can discover even more music by visiting the website. And of course, the podcasts are on there and there's reviews and everything else. So please go and have a look there. You can email us, which is contact@60minuteswith.co.uk, or there is a contact us form on our website. We are also on Twitter and Instagram, which is 60 Minutes With, the numerical 60, not the alphabetical one. So with all of that said, let me finish this show with, like I said, it's going to be in your head. I'm warning you now, it's going to be in your head. And you're going to thank me for it. So here we are with Freak Kitchen and Morons.
Why do we let morons rule the world? Why do we let morons do the damage that they do? Why do we let morons rule the world? Because I'm a moron too, and so my friend are you. I'm a moron too, and so my friend are you. Why do we let morons rule the world? Why do we let morons do the damage?
So my friend, are you?
Why do we let morons rule the world? Why do we let morons rule the world? Why do we let morons do the damage that they do? Why do we let morons rule the world? Because I'm a moron too.